ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, live show, 1-6-2023. And, oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get this to you before I get knocked off or something else happens. Whoever wants to try to screw with my computer keeps wanting to screw with it, and be that as it may. So, consequently, from the backside on the signal intelligence world, okay, somebody overheard and actually recorded a call, all right, earlier today, and it was in the Gulf of Mexico, wasn't that long ago, from the Gulf of Mexico, and they were calling. It was a U.S. aircraft, probably a P-3 or P-8 Orion, or perhaps a jet. An aircraft, fighter jets, scrambled. The fact is here's what they called. They called in a code 3 call for a tanker to come back out and to fill them up with gas, okay? A code 3 tanker to call and to fill them up with gas, all right? And consequently, apparently the tanker, and this is just... Now, I didn't make the recording, so don't blow my computer up, you idiots. But anyway, or the phone or whatever. But the code 3 was a call for the tanker. The tanker outfit said, hey, we just did 8 hours. We've been out there all this for 8 hours. We just got back to base. And the guy said, well, I really don't care because this is what he said. We have got a craft. I don't know if it was aircraft. I didn't hear that or somebody. We got a craft with a weapons bay doors open on it, and we need the gas, okay? That's essentially, not verbatim, but the gist of the conversation. So they were trying to get somebody to gas them up so they could watch whatever the craft was, either aircraft or perhaps a ship in the Gulf of Mexico that was an enemy ship or aircraft that had its weapons bay doors open, all right? And that could be a bomber, could be a fighter bomber, could be a missile, Russian missile cruiser, could be a Red Chinese aircraft or ship, or it could be a submarine with its weapons bay, with one of its tubes opened up. You know what I'm saying? Consequently, we've got... I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it just gets wilder trying to do these shows these days. And anyway, all right, here I'm back on. Right now, let's see. The ostensibly what it means is that we could have perhaps a Russian ship or a Russian bomber or a Russian submarine with perhaps Zircon missiles in it, which were threatened by Medvedev and Putin and all the gang in the last few days. They said, why don't we, maybe we should put a submarine or the Guskov, the Russian ship, up 100 miles off the coast of D.C. and Virginia, and then be ready to hit anywhere along the, Potomac River, 100 miles off. Well, we know we already have those out there, and they already have regular cruise missiles with multiple reentry vehicle technologies, multiple ones. They could hit, and they could go and in less than 5 minutes from that distance. And with the Zircon, then the Zircon is jig-jag city, zig-zag, zig-zig-zig-zig-zig-zig, and then even probably two to three times as fast, 6,000, 7,000 miles an hour. Well, but these are nuclear weapons. And meanwhile, you have somebody dancing to the string. Now, today, you had all the Democrats looking very stately in the House, and they're all out on the January 6th steps, and they've conjured up from the Washington Naval Yard or somewhere a sailor with the ship's bell, okay? And then they were all on there, and they had all kind of high and mighty stuff and prayers and everything. And then they read the names of the people that were killed, that died in the January 6th attack. Well, as far as I know, none of them died in the attack, but they may have died a day or two later from a heart problem or something like that. But I noticed they did not read Ashley Babbitt's name, who was shot, an Air Force veteran who was shot by one of the security people inside the Capitol, a guy with a suit who came out and popped out and then popped her cup, you know, as she was trying to go through that window. And then apparently, as I recall, also is that it looked to me like there was some of the FBI or MK Ultra, undercovers there urging her on to go through the window, and then she gets shot. I know her husband, Mr. Babbitt, he has been on TV a few times here of late, and there's no justice for her. They ain't investigating nothing, but it was all so wonderful, and the puppet masters had the Republicans looking like dupuses and goofballs, okay? And then they tell you what their message is and what they're trying to do, but nobody gets that. What they are trying to do is to go back to the rules of the House that were from the beginning of the House, basically, until Nancy Pelosi, about the vacate the chair law with one person could do it. Well, you know, and then to make it to where they could bring up amendments and all that stuff, and that you don't have a bill, an omnibus bill, that comes in at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you got to vote on it at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's 20,000 pages or 10,000 pages or 5,000 pages, and nobody can even read the thing. And then, of course, this one we know now has about $4 billion in it for the ATF to come and take your guns, and to come and to arrest veterans and to take their guns on the say-so of goomba goofball shitbirds in the VA who say, oh, he's a danger to himself. Well, why is that? Well, he complained about our service, all right? And I mentioned last night, I mentioned again, back a few years ago in Ohio County where the sheriff was Richard Jones. I called him back then Little Dickie Jones because on air, it was heard by hams back then, multiple hams, that they heard the cops talking about, well, we're going to go and get him and arrest him and take his guns. And he's in church right now. The veteran that they were talking about is in church right now, you see. And then we're going to go over to his house, and we're going to open the door and get in there and wait for him and lay for him, and then we're going to take him and arrest him and get his guns off at the same time based on the fact that he is a veteran who allegedly has, is a danger, you know, when the guy was in church. Well, we put that out in the air back a few years ago, and that sheriff, old Richard Jones, let's call him now, didn't like that. And he started nosing around all over Ohio trying to find the hams that told on his deputies who he had ordered to go after this veteran to take his guns. Well, they're coming for them. They're coming for them. They're going to blow this economy out. And if that is if we don't have a World War III or a nuclear event happen in this country, I'm going to repeat what I just said as I came on the air, in case you're getting on late. There was a call that was recorded from an aircraft in the Gulf of Mexico, a U.S. aircraft calling in, asking for a tanker to come back out to gas them up or to give them, aviation fuel, in-air refuel. And the tanker, apparently, they kind of were groaning and saying, we just got up an eight-hour shift, and we just now got back to base, and now you're calling us out. Well, we don't want to do that. And the guy said in the aircraft, he said, we have a craft. I don't know if it was an aircraft or it was a ship or a submarine, okay, that had its weapons bay doors open, and we need for you to come out and to give us gas so we can watch this and do it. Now, was that one of the Zircon missiles that Medvedev promised to put off the Potomac? Instead, they've got it off in the Gulf Coast. You got a Zircon missile going 6,000 miles an hour, and they're out there at, a couple hundred miles or 100 miles or something like that, or and all of the chemical plants. They could take out New Orleans. They could take out other Texas cities. Ladies and gentlemen, they could launch on there from there and hit. They can launch on there and hit D.C. or Mr. Babylon, New York. They could hit that in less than 5 minutes with a zircon. Of course, the zircons have about, what, a 620-mile range. So that would be 620 miles of, say, maybe 50 miles, 100 miles out in the Gulf, something like that, all right? Beyond the limit, beyond the U.S. Stated line, you see, of the 12-mile limit or whatever we claim, okay? So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, we could have a nuclear war in less than 5 minutes, all right? And take out key targets, Houston, all the refineries, all that stuff, New Orleans, all their refineries hit all along the coast there. And then any one of these things would then prompt, potentially, if Biden would authorize it. He may not authorize it, but I'm going to tell you something else, too. He may not authorize it, a return strike on whoever did it. They may not know who really did it because they may have taken out the stuff there that caused the power grid to go down all over the United States. They could do that, too. They could pop one up and pop the grid. Pop another one up and, you know, pop one and hit Houston, the ship channel, all the refineries, all the stuff, the rail lines, all the items there. They could hit that, take out, oh, I don't know, you know, what, 3, 4, 5 million people maybe. And with the blast and the radiation, and then they could then pop another one and do another one, two or three, or whatever they got on that vessel or in the bomber, you know. It could be a blackjack bomber, all right? Whatever it is. So I'm telling you, that's how quick it could be. Less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. Less than 2 or 3 minutes with a zircon. The Red Chinese could have one in low Earth orbit right now, too. And then they could hit in less than 2 to 3 minutes, all right, from low Earth orbit. This thing will happen in so quick that the FBI won't even be able to figure out how to steal another election. And I'm looking at those power grids taking out the power substations, 4 of them out in Washington State, and they got these two guys, these two geniuses, you know, I call them MK Ultra subjects or hired, you know, undercovers for the FBI or the No Such or CIA or whoever they are, and they were apparently going to take out these power grids to turn the power off so they could rob a certain store, you see. And they're taking out 3 or 4 power substations to do that? It doesn't make any sense. With little shorty sawed-off weirdo weapons. Look at the pictures on them. Go find the pictures of their weapons. It's goofy. And then the mask that covers the guy's eyes, it's like he's wearing a green towel, you know, wrapped around his head, underneath his nose, that drops down about 3 feet down his chest, all right? But his eyes are not covered and the head's not covered. It's like the goofiest costume I've ever seen in my life. They'd have been better off with just basic ball caps pulled down tight with a regular COVID mask, okay? So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, I still think that that's a put-up deal and that that story they've concocted, oh, that took an FBI genius about all of 30 seconds to figure that out, to basically feel, well, that'll fool the American people, all right?
That's who they think you are. They think you're stupid and dumb, when the fact is they're stupid and dumb, all right? Now, this thing coming in, I don't know what it was, and I don't know the whether the tanker went out. This is just stuff you hear along the way that, you know, from the deep backside, the people, and then the people on the deep backside, they've got to go somewhere else, go bye-bye in terms of online, because then instead of trying to interdict the Russian or the Red Chinese enemy, the National Security Agency, the No Such Arseholes, will be looking for who tipped the hat, okay? Now, let's get to another thing about the Red China Joe. Don't you know, took $1.45 billion through Hunter from a bank in Red China, and it's documented. There's over 400 pages that the DOJ has. But in their crookedness and their crookedness and their crookedness and their criminality, they won't release them under FOIA because they're protecting Red China Joe and his combined and influence peddling family. Okay? Ridiculous. But be that as it may, old Red China Joe has made the Navy mad, okay? Because what he is proposing, listen to what he's proposing. We have certain classes of submarines, attack submarines, the very best. I mean, the different types of submarines that the United States has, Virginia, Los Angeles, Ohio, different classes of submarines. And the very latest ones, Joe Biden wants to part them out, sell them, get rid of them. He says, we don't need them. We're spending too much money and all of that. And the fact of the matter is, you've got to spend money to get the crews trained up to be on a top-of-the-line submarine with all the technology and stuff. You have to have the crews. You have to be able to recruit. Then you have to be able to train. And then you have to have everybody cross-trained on a naval vessel or a submarine in case somebody gets taken out. You need somebody to step in that knows at least half of the other guy's job. So Biden is wanting to get rid of the Virginia-class subs, wanting to get rid of them. They're not building any more of the ships for the Navy at all, basically, because they're saying, well, we can't get the parts, or we can't get ships, or we can't get this, or we can't get that. Well, why is that? Well, they're all made in China. This country has put a fork in it, and it's about dead. You've got traitors at the top in the legislative, executive, judicial, and all the EIEIO, intelligence, and law enforcement, and DOJ, and Commissar Mayorkas, who says the border is still sound and solid. He said it again. And, oh, yes, and then Biden has got, oh, you can have them come in free and get total amnesty as long as you fill out the app online, okay? And then you got to fly in. Now, you can't come across. Don't come across to the border, he says. And he's finally going to go this Sunday, apparently. He's going to El Paso, but I doubt whether he'll go down by where the people actually come across. And the Texas National Guards had been there with razor wire fences and all that. But the fact of the matter, Governor Abbott from Texas said this morning that all the people that came in last year could equal the city the size of Houston, okay? I guess they're going to let the Russians or the Red Chinese blow Houston and everything up, and then they'll just bring in people to replace them and then rebuild the city, okay? Or send them on to the next city and make it twice as big as Houston, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going the wrong direction. There's not much you can do. Congress don't have a diddly squat ability to do anything. And Red China Joe wants to get rid of the top-of-the-line U.S. Navy submarines and attack subs of the very best ones. He wants to get rid of them. And they don't want to build any more, and they don't want to build any more ships for the Navy at all. Okay? I guess Red China Joe said, well, the Red Chinese have enough of those to protect us under the U.N., I guess. And meanwhile, Medvedev is talking about sending Russian missile cruisers and submarines and everything off the United States coast. Well, they're already here, ladies and gentlemen. They're already here. They're already here and have been here for quite some time. They've been out there at the 12-mile limit or just beyond or whatever, or in the deep trenches off the Atlantic coast. We've talked to you about this for over 18 years now. and they can hit with mobile reentry vehicle technology, the old school cruise missiles and other missiles on the subs or on the ships or on their blackjack bombers, which we long ago, back in 2004, we went on the air and we heard that there was a P-3 Orion calling into Andrews, the national headquarters of the military comms. And they get this woman on there. And he said, this is P-3 Orion, pop, 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 pop. I need to scramble jets. We've got an inbound, incoming Russian bomber about 150 nautical miles off the coast of Virginia. And she said, well, can't y'all handle that? I'm sitting here probably doing my nails and chewing on something and drinking a little sweet tea, you know? And he said, no, ma'am, I need to speak to your commanding officer immediately, and let's get somebody to scramble the jets. You put him on right now. Put your commanding officer on right now. I have to tell you, I cannot handle that. I am a surveillance aircraft with sensors and radars and sonars and such. Then at that point, I was going on the air. I went on the air, and I put the call out on the air saying exactly what I'm telling you. Back 204, whatever it was, 204, 205. I think it was 204. And at that point in time, we scrambled jets all over the dadgum United States because people were listening to the show, okay? And they said, oh, shit, he's telling the truth. Scrambled jets. They scrambled jets all up and down the East Coast to intercept the Russian bomber. We're just not whistling Dixie. We're trying to protect the United States when the people charged with protection of the United States, who swore the oath to it and all the stuff at the top slots, they're trying to give it up to the Red Chinese or let the Russians come in and blow the crap out of us. And I'll tell you, I told you last week that out at North Island, San Diego, everything's just hunky-dory, boop, 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 holiday time, la 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 la. And nobody gives a crap, and there's no up readiness, there's no increase of readiness, nothing. And that's in the face of the Russians and the Red Chinese getting ready to go for broke. Somebody ought to stand, too, out there. Somebody ought to put somebody before the man and get rid of them and get good line officers in there to start putting boop, 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 boop. Yes, sir, no, sir, salute, okay? Get rid of the queers and all the pregnant women and the cross-dressers and all the stuff out of those areas and get some fighting people of whatever gender they are, but who don't play games when you're on duty. We need to get some crispness and get out. We need to get our ships out. But see, most of our ships are in port because they're in dry dock because they can't fix them or repair them. Most of our aircraft are in trouble. You know, the Marine Corps, they can't get an aircraft to save their soul. Air Force, all kind of stuff not available for use because they can't get the parts to repair them. Army helicopters, Navy, whatever, they can't get the parts to repair them. This country is a sitting duck. And yet now we're going to go into a land war with Russia in Poland or Estonia or Latvia or Lithuania or, you know, Belarus or Ukraine or wherever. And we're sending tanks and other high-quality goods over there. And we're not sending newly made ones. We're stripping our forces in the United States to send them over there to them. And then now the French are sending light tanks to the Ukraine. And the Germans, well, in the spring, they're going to send some armored vehicles. All right? Well, this thing could all be over in a whip-dang-doodle, you know. Take out U.S., take out U.K., maybe pop France just to be on the safe side and allow your customer Germany to stay in the game because they found that their military is totally kaput. Kaput. German military is totally kaput. Outside of GSG-9, they probably ain't got anybody who can put around that line, you know? Oh, I'm going to tell you. And then Mimic is going wild, wild weasel. Going wild weasel. And earlier today, I was looking at the Mimic MIMIC, that's the University of Wisconsin, system, tropical, moisture, whatever, but just look at University of Wisconsin, MIMIC, and you want version 2, TPW version 2, whatever, all right? And then you go to your domains. You can look at Global 180, North Atlantic, North America, ConUS, South America, two different ones, Australia, bop, 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 Asia, East and West Asia, the whole nine yards. You can look up the domain and you can look the period. I always look at the last 24 hours just to see what it is. And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, I saw what it looked like the beak. It looked like the head and the beak, a skeletal head and beak of a prehistoric bird or raptor kind of like thing biting the West Coast, okay, taking a big bite or chunk out of the West Coast. And what it is a white energy constructs. Let me see if it's still up there, see if I can still see it. Of course, when I want to see it, they make it harder to see. You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, right now I can see it still there right at this point. And it looks like a skeletal bird. You've got his big eye. And then there's all kind of little trailing electromagnetic pulses coming from different places like New Mexico and Texas, Oklahoma border. And they're shooting them off into certain areas to create storms or to work on stuff, but it looks like they're now targeting. We got all the rain, we got the flooding, we got all the high snow in the Washington, California. You got high winds now, according to my buddy. All this stuff in Utah, they've got all kind of stuff in the ski zones, but when it comes to a certain point where he is, they only got 8 inches instead of 40 inches. All right. And he thinks that somebody puts a stop to it before it gets to his area, probably because there's a base or something there they don't want to cover it up, a secret underground base or something. So it looks like they're trying to do some stuff to target the Great Plains. In other words, New Mexico on up, Colorado, the whole bit, Wyoming, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, that whole area is what they're trying to do. But it looks like there could also be, because I see prior to the prehistoric bird head with the big eye, the beak, hitting the entire West Coast, and then Alaska's being hit out of Russia. Alaska's being hit out of Russia and parts of Canada. All right, but Alaska's being hit out of Russia, but I can see in California, something that looks like it's hitting the San Andreas Fault before the big bird eye comes in, the big prehistoric bird beak. And then I can see different stuff where they're hitting stuff in West Texas, Oklahoma. And then that goes on down into Arkansas and what have you. It looks like they may be going to try to set off the San Andreas Fault or one of the other fault lines in California and up the coast, or also set off possibly the New Madrid Fault, okay? Possibly the New Madrid Fault. So you might want to start tuning in to Mimic on a daily basis several times a day because it does change, all right? Oh, man. Somebody asked me, if the next growing season is ruined. He said, I'm considering putting up another greenhouse, but I don't know if it's worth it. If I have the opportunity to grow food for people and eggs and deliver them up to the farmer's market in the city, you won't be able to deliver to the farmer's markets in the city because the city will be, that trip will be fraught with automatic, semi-automatic weapon, be fraught with different people. But there will be local people in your area and your mountains and the different rural areas that you can trade with, okay? And trade for what you need, and you can do it. I would put up a small hoop house type thing, or whatever kind of a modified greenhouse. Don't spend a fortune on it. Just put it up to where it will protect it. And, if you get some old windows and stuff like that, you can throw it up pretty quick, or you can put up a hoop house with plastic. I would do that. Put one you could stand up in, too, because if nothing else, you could go in there and live as well, all right? So I would say go ahead and do that, my friend.
if you got the gumption, and I know you got the gumption and the stuff, do it. And may the Lord Jesus protect you and provide you with medical miracles, my friend. You know who you are. All right, now. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's just crazy what's going on. If you look at the stuff in D.C. and all that, somebody's orchestrating the entire thing. The bankers and all that stuff pull the strings, and all the politicians and the military, and they then use the military, or they use the intelligence agencies, or the fiddle with boys internally, or whoever, to go out and to put the fear into some people, even Republicans or Democrats, and to get them to dance to some Pied Piper's tune. But I'm telling you, I think that we got a real problem and the possibility, and we still have not solved the Great Lakes issues or the Tennessee Valley issues. Because, you see, if you've got a drone, underwater drone that can stay autonomous and sit on the bottom for 6 months or 3 months or 4 months and then pop up and then do its job, well, there you go, you know. There you go. So some Idaho farmer is blasting old Red China Joe about the windmill project. He says it'll destroy the desert and it'll ship energy to California. I tell you, people are starting to speak up. Consequently, it's going to be a much of a problem here before too long. I think we'll either have a nuclear war or take the power grid out, whether it's done by agents of the FBI, the NSA, the NRO, the Mayorkas, Commissar Mayorkas' crew, or whoever does it, or they'll let the Red Chinese or the Russian Spetsnaz do it. Take the power grid out, and then they'll go to martial law, and then they'll try to come for the guns, and then there will be, in the United States, there will be open civil war, and it will be pop, 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 fizz, fizz, okay, every day, 24/7, every day of the week, and you'd better have the food, the water purification, the water stored. You better have about, you know, I can tell you, if you're sitting there and you're an old-time soldier or grunt or whatever, or Marine, you know, you better, it's time to get about 12 pair of socks, okay, ready, and to get you some MREs or other meals ready in your rucksack, and your water purification tablets and your different stuff, and about 50 magazines already filled with whatever you got, plus a couple sidearms and about 2 or 3 knives, okay? 2 knives and a machete, all right? And if you want to rock and roll, that's what you're going to have to have. You're going to have to be able to stay in the field outside of wherever your base is. You're going to have to be staying out there, you know, maybe 7 to 10 days, like on a long-range patrol kind of a thing, because there's going to be all kind of stuff going on. Street gangs, motorcycle gangs, you know, all kind of different stuff. Heck, the left-handed Lithuanian dance club or polka club probably will be an organized commodity, all right? But what I'm trying to say is you've got to have your family, your house protected. You've got to have your storage of food. I'm telling you all the different things. I mean, you think about, I mean, I talked to you about eggs last night. There's ways that you can do eggs that you can, dehydrate them, grind them up, put them into long-term storage, you know, into a jar with, powdered and with the oxygen absorber, and then you can bring them out. You get a teaspoon or two of that, pop them in, rehydrate them, you got eggs, okay? There's things you can do with that. There's also, I told you the research. You can get eggs, and there's ways of keeping them for up to allegedly up to 6 months. All right. You know, where you keep them, you don't wash the egg, you keep them like that. And then I've heard some people talk about sometimes a wax deal. But look it up, double check it with anybody and somebody who's familiar with food storage, alternative food storage. I mean, I buy eggs, I keep extra eggs in a refrigerator for quite some time. All right. And I have no trouble with them. Now, as far as keeping the chickens, you're going to have to have, you know, good feed. I've heard that there's a rumor, and I don't know, I cannot confirm it or deny it or any kind of a thing. I've heard that some feeds from some places, allegedly, there's a possibility some of the chicken feed, are causing problems that are coming from TSC, allegedly. So if you've got an old-time, farm producer or grain elevator or somebody that's got other feed, you might want to go to the old-fashioned one. May not be as convenient, or might be in a smaller town 20 miles away or, you know, something like that. But I know here are the ones that I know, and you can get various things. But look and see what you got. And then there's other, you can throw other grain out and other stuff for chickens and that they will eat and peck and what have you. And, it's just something that you're going to have to be able to deal with. But I've heard allegedly that some of the feed, and I don't know, but some of the feed from somebody is causing chickens to not produce eggs. Okay. And in some cases, killing some of the chickens. So consequently, you need to be aware of that and feed them in a different manner without the big feed company or the big, you know, the smaller feed store, farm feed store or grain elevator or wherever you get your feed might be the better deal rather than the big chain, okay? Now, finally, the football player, DeMar Hamlin, the first thing he says when he wakes up in writing, he's intubated at the time, although now I guess he can breathe on his own and can talk. The first thing he asked was, did we win the game? So that's the idea. That's the mindset of the player who had the heart attack or the, whatever on the field. And Dr. Peter McCullough, who's a cardiologist and an epidemiologist, has stated that he thinks that it's quite probable that it was a reaction or a function of myocarditis or clotting caused by the spike jabs or the boosters. Okay, and the NFL went whole hog in to the vaxes, the spike max, and the boosters, and this and that and the other. But the fact that is the case, they say, well, this is something the NFL is very rarely happens anywhere in sports. No, it happens a lot. Now, Peter McCullough and German collaborators, people who did the studies in Europe, found that there used to be in the soccer leagues in Europe, all of Europe over there, there was about 29 people who would have a cardiac arrest on the field every year, back a few years ago. That was the average. Last year, there was over 15,000, okay? Or 15,000. It was like something like 1,500 or something like that. A great advance in terms of the deal, all right? And they're caused by the spike max and the boosters. This stuff, the more you look at it, the more you see that they're going to use the 6G to where the humans are going to be the power and the antennas for the 6G. I told you about that last night. So they're going to control people with the 6G, and they're going to use you. You're the antenna. You're going to pass the message on to the board. Pass it on, you see. Oh, man. ladies and gentlemen. 6G business is something else. And then not only that, but they're also talking about seeing through walls. I talked to you about that last night. Using drones, they can see right through your walls. See what you're up to? The whole nine yards. Okay? And then we go back, you know, to where Mark Milley hid the new coach from Donald Trump. Big Jackstrap Milley, okay? He had allegedly hid the new codes from Donald Trump and then made secret calls to the Red Chinese general saying that I will tell you if we're getting ready to attack you. So that right now is still in vogue. He's still the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. You got the alleged Austin, who allegedly is a possibly a part hybrid alien. Allegedly. Hawk didn't guarantee you say that. No, it's allegedly. So you got that. So if China's going to attack Taiwan, then we're not going to attack them unless Milley calls the Chinese general and tell the world we're going to attack you. And then they say, oh, okay, well, where are you going to hit from? Oh, well, we'll take out your carrier groups, no problem. We'll take out Guam. We'll take out this one. We'll take out Diego Garcia. We'll take out that one, the other one, Penghu Islands. Yeah, the Penghus. I'd like to see somebody come out of the Penghus and take the Red Chinese to task, you know? Anyway, I don't know, man. It's just getting to be so wild, weaseling crazy. Wild, weaseling crazy. My friends here, poach your eggs in cold water. If you've had your eggs a while, place them in a bowl and cover with cold water. If they are good, they will lay flat. If they are bad, they will stand up on end. And at least that's what I was taught to do. God bless you there, Maggie. God bless you. Say hello to Roberto. And may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil up there. May he allow you to get your power back on. And may he protect you from any wind, high water, or adverse conditions on the old Cohasset weather trail up there. To all my friends on the West Coast, God bless you. May the Lord protect you against all evil. But this is the time where you've been preparing for, and many of you have been prepared and are continuing to be so. I would tell you, if you're on the East Coast, you're in the Gulf Coast, you're wherever you're at, to be prepared for the possibility of a lights-out attack on the power grid, regardless of how it's accomplished. And also the possibility of a nuclear war. I'll tell you, Cresson Carney, CresssonKarney, Cresson Carney, how to survive nuclear war. Look it up on a search engine. There's free PDF for you to download. There's a free PDF for you to download. It is a legitimate thing. It was written back in the height of the Cold War, and then they updated it once or twice, and it had the foreword by Dr. Edwin Teller, who just happened to invent the hydrogen bomb, okay? Or in this timeline did, anyway. The other thing you need to find out is what FEMA region you are in. What FEMA region you're in. And where the capital is and all that kind of stuff. And somebody says, hey, they say thank you so much chicken feed. Said, I've been feeding the girls, have about 21 hens, and 3 months ago egg production took a nosedive, and some days I got as little as one egg for the day instead of 14 to 20 eggs a day that they normally would get. I quit feeding the layer feed and started a custom combo about 2 weeks ago, And today I got 8 eggs. Yep, somebody is poisoning the chicken food. So go back to the old school. Go back to the old school, and God bless you. May all you people in the Iowa, may the Lord protect you against all evil and provide you medical miracles. Oh, God bless you up there. Dunlap, Hampton, all kind of places in the Iowa up in there. The other thing I would tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when the time comes, you'd better have for your course for just only for your fish tanks. Yes, wink, wink. Only for your fish tanks. You better have, go to like FishMox, FishFlex.com or whatever, and you better see if you can get a hold of any fish antibiotics, like, Aquazithro or Aquamox. Forte, get some amoxicillin, the 500 milligram, 100 tablet capsule deals. You get all kind of different stuff, doxycycline, cephalexin, okay, various different ones, Aquazole, okay? And I tell you, you can read all of this. There's Aquacipro. There's all kind of stuff that you can get that are made for fish. But when you look up the color, when you look up the size, the content, the color, the numbers or the symbols of the manufacturer on it, and you look at them in edition desk reference kind of material or other things online that show that, but you can do a search engine like physician desk reference type or identification of antibiotics, common antibiotics and their manufacturer with pictures or photos. Tell me that. You can find those things pretty easy, and you can find that out. Also, where there is no doctor, where there is no dentist, where there is no doctor, the doctor and the nurse, he's got, I think it was Nurse Amy or whatever, they talk about utilizing fish antibiotics when there is no more being made. And it seems like we're at a time where there's none being, a lot of them being made. And if they are being made, they're being made in China. And you can't get anything for the kids. You can't get anything. Well, my mom used to take an aspirin or whatever it is we had for a painkiller back then and cut it in half or in a quarter. Four pieces, give a kid a little bit here and a little bit there, whatever it is. Chicken soup. It has a lot of benefits. Chicken soup. Chicken noodle soup. All kind of good stuff. My grandmother was one of the first distributors of Nutrilife years ago, back in the, when they first started in the 50s. I knew about vitamins and different things since that era. And it hasn't made me any more good looking, but I at least, for my age, and I don't tell my age either, but it's old. And I'm still here. And the Lord Jesus has preserved me and has brought me along, in the dance, but it is a war. It is a war. But I'm going to tell you, if you had amoxicillin or you had doxycycline, if you had cephalexin, if you had regular penicillin or Zithromax or whatever it is you had, or Cipro or whatever, if you had any of that, you had it in a fairly good amounts, all right, then you could have a real good item for people when the time comes and the power grid goes out. And you got nothing out there. There's no grocery stores. There's no, although general store might, trading posts might erupt, in different places in the rural areas. But it's more like, they don't exist. If the lights go out and they turn the power grid off and boop, 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 or hit the thing with a nuke or take the 9 key power substations out conventionally or however way, and the power grid goes down, the soonest it could come up in the best case scenario would be 18 months. And that's if everybody has in the whole country all of the power lines, the transformers, all of the technology backups already in the hole, ready to go to put it all back up.
And I guarantee you they don't have them. And just so you know, none of that crap is made in America anymore. There ain't nobody making in America. They make it mostly in Germany, China, some in Switzerland, okay? Siemens makes some in Germany and Switzerland. They're smart, all right? And then you got Russian hackers targeting three of the U.S. top nuclear research facilities, Argonne, Cold Harbor, and then I believe, what, Lawrence Livermore? You just can't get any better. Is you hearing anything of this, even on Brett Baer? No. All right. Let alone CNN or anybody like that. America, most of the people out there that you see and your family and your friends and your coworkers, they're watching CNN or CBS or ABC. Hope you watch Fox, but that's about it. They don't do the research you do or have the knowledge you do. And then when you tell them something, they think you're crazy, don't they? Well, I'm going to tell you what. The watchman got to tell the people, here's what I see coming. Here's what the Lord told me, or here's what I see over the parapet. I see people out in the woods getting ready to come for your house, you know, whatever it is. And the fact is, you got to tell people one time at least. All right, but after that, you don't have to tell them again because there's no blood on your hands if you have warned. And Brother Quayle's got no blood on his hands. He's been warning, and he told me, he says, you got no blood on your hands, Hawk. And not only that, he says, you're one of the only people that ever talks about the blood of Jesus. Forthright, out in the open, straight down the line without equivocation. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Repent of your sins, the Lord Jesus, to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. To be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean, okay? He'll start to wash you clean if you lose your life, if they kill you in defense of your home or your family or your nation, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. What a best deal there is, ladies and gentlemen. You better take advantage of it before it's too late. And before the grandpa in the, you know, sneaky grandpa or mean grandpa or whatever, who has the Rollinator that shoots a Tesla coil blast out of it and kills people, comes down before he gets you, and he sends you to the fiery furnace. But for being so stupid and not taking advantage of the wonderful blessings and the wonderful offerings of the Lord Jesus. To wash your sins away so that you can have everlasting life in heaven. That's a good deal. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep old Hawk in there, and I hope you do, you can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. It can be Federal Reserve notes. It can be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold or platinum. It can be just a card saying hi and thank you, and here's my prayers. Also could be a check. And make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. Ladies and gentlemen, and may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And our brother Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, Q-A-Y-L-E.com, or 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You call him up, you tell him, hey, Steve, I need some gold, I need some silver. Give me your private briefings. I need to know all of that, and I would like to buy your Mega Drought CD. I'd like to get your new one, The Lies of Men and Gods, talking about the genetic destruction of mankind, an incredible thing that you can now get up on the Vimeo and watch it. Go ahead and take advantage of that. And any of Steve Quayle's books that you still have left, you tell him what books do you still have left, you know, whatever it might be, Aliens, Fallen Angels, Xenogenesis, nice one terminated. The end of man is near. That ain't nice. But then there's also Premise of the Promise. Wonderful book. Any of the different ones, if you can get Steve, if he still has any of the Weather War books or the Giants books. Get one of the Giants books to your kids, because it also goes into the scriptures and biblical and all the whole story about the ancient Genesis 6 Giants, the whole nine yards, and with pictures and all the stuff. The kids just go nuts over the pictures of the Giants historically and the various things. Take advantage of that while you can. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. 406-586-4840. And for the old Indochina Bible Project, I've looked and seen some new pictures showing the Bibles being and the songbooks being delivered, okay, to the people in Indochina, and that's Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, and Burma, okay, in the mountains, the mountain yards, all right. And I will tell you this. At Christmas, the kids got some candy and treats. The mom and dad's got the Bibles and the songbooks. And I'm going to tell you, it's just on fire for the Lord Jesus over in those areas. And if you want to contribute anything at all, send it to the Indochina Bible Project Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. I'll repeat. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067.